he published his observation, including a formula for the probability of a given first digit. However, his discovery largely went unnoticed. It was rediscovered independently in 1938 by physicist Frank Benford, who collected data from 20 different sources, including river lengths, death rates, baseball statistics, and numbers appearing in magazine articles, and found the same distribution. He then published his findings, and the law subsequently became widely recognized under his name. The expected frequency of each leading digit are as follows. A. The digit 1 appears as the leading digit about 30.1% of the time. B. The digit 2 appears as the leading digit about 17.6% of the time. C. The digit 3 appears as the leading digit about 12.5% of the time. D. The digit 4 appears as the leading digit about 9.7% of the time. E. The digit 5 appears as the leading digit about 7.9% of the time. F. The digit 6 appears as the leading digit about 6.7% of the time. G. The digit 7 appears as the leading digit about 5.8% of the time. H. The digit 8 appears as the leading digit about 5.1% of the time. I. The digit 9 appears as the leading digit about 4.6% of the time. The sum of these probabilities is approximately 1.0. The underlying reason for Benford's law lies in the concept of scale invariance. If a dataset follows Benford's law, it will continue to do so even if the units of measurement are changed. For example, if a list of river lengths and miles follows Benford's law, converting them to kilometers will not alter the distribution of the first digits. This is because the law is based on logarithmic distribution. Numbers that span several orders of magnitude tend to follow this distribution. Consider a number starting with 1. To change its leading digit to 2, it must increase by 100%. To change a number starting with 9 to 1, or the next order of magnitude, it only needs to increase by about 11%. This logarithmic progression means that numbers spend more time in the 1 range than in the 9 range as they grow exponentially. Many real-world datasets are known to conform to Benford's law. These include financial data, stock market prices, accounting figures, expense reports, tax returns, and sales figures. For instance, a company's ledger entries, when aggregated, often show a Benford distribution. Population numbers, populations of towns, cities, or countries. Scientific data, river lengths, areas of lakes. Physical constants, e.g., Planck's constant, speed of light, and atomic weights. Economic data, house prices, national income figures, and import-export values. Social data, street addresses, death rates, and election results. Vote counts. For example, consider a data set of the populations of all cities in a large country. If we extract the first digit of each city's population, we would expect to see a distribution where 1 is the most common leading digit, followed by 2, and so on, down to 9 being the least common.